None of these Buddhas can ever equal the Gyobutsu. Note that all Buddhas active in the way do not await enlightenment. Gyobutsu alone is thoroughly adept in the affairs of the realm of ongoing enlightenment. The Buddha of the body of the law, that means the Dhammakaya Buddha, the Buddha of the body of law and the like have never dreamed of such a thing. None of these Buddhas can ever equal Gyobutsu. None of these Buddhas means Dhammakaya Buddha, Sambhogakaya Buddha, and Nyamanakaya Buddha, or acquired enlightenment or original enlightenment. Many teaching there. But Dogen then says none of these Buddhas can ever equal Gyobutsu. And note that all Buddhas active in the way do not await enlightenment. Gyobutsu itself doesn't await enlightenment because constantly being in accord with the rhythm of existence. The Gyobutsu alone is thoroughly adept in the affairs of the realm of ongoing enlightenment. Ongoing enlightenment means ongoing Buddha. It means function of the Buddha. Function of the enlightenment is constantly beyond, beyond the stage of Buddha or position of the Buddha. Or Buddha or enlightenment doesn't have its own a certain position or stage or frame. So that means ongoing enlightenment. So that is the original nature of existence, our existence. I told you yesterday, when you really are face to face with an emergency case, there is no room to insert your particular ideas into it. But anyway, you have to be zero, but zero self doesn't mean disappear from your life anyway. But if you become zero, it's really you work pretty well, free, without having a certain position or frame. This is my intellect, this is my emotion, this is my what intention or will, etc. Anyway, because original nature of existence is constantly moving, emergency case. So you cannot, you cannot hold on a certain frame or position or, a certain mood. Anyway, it's going. So that's why Gyobutsu alone is thoroughly adept in the fear, the affair of the realm of ongoing enlightenment. We say Bukkojo in Japanese. We have a particular chapter in Shobo Genzo. It is Bukkojo. Butsu means Buddha. Kojo means constant improvement. Improve. Kojo means improvement. So improvement of Buddha means Buddha improvement means Buddha himself anyway must be constantly improving. If you stay a certain position or frame or mood of existence that time, well, Buddha cannot improve. For instance, if you graduate from a university and get a degree, and then you say, I am a best intellectual person and a good boy, that time you cannot see any development from that, because you believe this is an end. This is a final goal I have reached. So, you never develop. But whatever it is you study, whatever you study, science and physics and whatever it is, anyway, everything is improving endlessly. The more you seriously study something, the more you realize that. So not only Buddhism, not only the human life, trees, birds, and oceans, and micro creature or micro creature, if you start to study anyway, well, no end. Anyway, no end. So all you have to do is constantly you have to prove it. Proving means learning anyway. You must be refreshing constantly. That is ongoing enlightenment. Okay? We say Bukkojo, okay? Buddha improvement. Okay? But it's very difficult. Buddha improvement, you don't understand. So that's why the Professor Abe translated beyond Buddha, beyond enlightenment. Well, beyond enlightenment. But from the Chinese or Japanese, Bukkojo is very clear for us, anyway, very clear for us. Instead of beyond, instead of beyond Buddha, I don't understand beyond Buddha. Beyond enlightenment, Bukkojo means it's really direct. So, but here it says ongoing in that. This is also very vague, ongoing in that. But a little better anyway. I don't know a little better or not. But ongoing is constantly going, proving. Without holding on any mood, any state, any position, any frame, anyway going. This is the original nature of human existence, or trees, birds, everything. So George is exactly feeling this one. Okay? This is an emergency case. You do always. Okay? But our intellectual sense, or our emotions, our intention, will, are understanding very roughly, that's what we have to practice anyway, day by day, sit down anyway. Sit down and then your spiritual instinct must be tuned in too. Anyway, that's the rhythm of original nature. Without holding on any frame or mood, anyway, you should anyway tune in to the dial of this original nature. We have already spiritual anyway instinct. Spiritual instinct doesn't mean something wrong, or do you understand spiritual instinct? I use the instinct, but that is something, some energy, a certain energy coming up from your heart anyway. We don't know. We don't know, or we don't want, or we want completely beyond this. Anyway, coming up, and then you want to live as a human being, together in peace, in harmony, anyway, This is a spiritual instinct. Okay, I don't know if it's an appropriate term or not, but there is no, I cannot find any good appropriate terms. That's a spiritual instinct. That is really energy, just like a water coming up from the ground. The Buddha of the body of law and the like have never dreamed of such a thing. So, this is, this mention here is exactly a matter of subjectivity. In what attitude you should take toward a flower, in what kinds of behavior you have to have toward it, it's real subjectivity. What flower? Flower is life of flower is completely beyond freedom of will or freedom of intention, whatever. Anyway, but according to morality, I told you yesterday, according to morality, anyway, it emphasizes freedom of intention. Freedom of intention or freedom of will means freedom of alternative. Okay? Alternative. So, that according to this, what is the freedom? Freedom is to, anyway, make a choice of a one among many possible what things. Many possibility. Anyway, you can make a choice of one. This is freedom. Well, according to moral sense. And then, for instance, do you want to cut the flower? Or you don't want to cut the flower? What would you like? Okay. This is a freedom of your will. Do you want? Yes, you can. But I told you yesterday, in the realm of freedom of will, or freedom of alternative, there are two things. You can make a choice freely of one, okay? Which would you like? Cut or not cut? So you decide, I want to cut. But simultaneously, there is not cut there, okay? So, you make a choice freely over one so-called cut. That's why you have to take responsibility for your doings, because still there is a freedom of a choice, so-called not cut. But you made a choice. You made a choice of one so-called cut. So you should take a responsibility for this. Do you understand? There is a morality. It's really nice. But what is freedom of will? What is the freedom of alternative? Constantly we keep the freedom of alternative. So, Simon, finally, if you see the flower, the many alternatives there. I want to cut. No, it's wrong. I don't want to cut. Always, if there are 10 people, so always argument. So finally, let's have a discipline. Okay? Let's have a discipline. Let's have criteria. And let's live together in the human society so as to reach the ideal goal, ideal image, ideal stage of living together in the human society. Why don't you do something good anyway? Something good. So as to reach the ideal anyway stage of living together in the human society in peace and harmony. Okay? This is anyway discipline. Moral discipline, moral criteria. And then, very naturally, we can live. Just like that. You know, we can live. But still question there. One question is, what is a discipline? Do you want to follow the discipline? But in the realm of discipline, still you want to emphasize freedom of alternative. So do you want to follow discipline or not? So you say, I want. Or you say, I don't want. Do you understand? This is one problem for us. Second problem is, if you always handle the flower according to freedom of alternative, well, flower is what? Flower is, you cannot accept the flower as it is. You accept the flower of putting that certain frame, so-called freedom of alternative. Okay? So flower is already crooked. You already mold flower's life into freedom of alternative. This is human egoistic innocence, don't you think? Human egoistic. But strictly speaking, flower is what? Flower is already flower as it is before you have a freedom of alternative. Anyway, this is a flower, don't you think so? But if you always handle flower according to freedom of alternative, flower is what? Flower is already flower in thin in terms of freedom of alternative. So you cannot see the real flowers. So you have to see anywhere flower. What is a flower? Flower is already flower as it is. Before you have a freedom of alternative, that means flower is already freedom before you have a freedom of alternative, don't you think so? So flower is already freedom. So this is a flower itself. But a flower, whatever attitude you take toward the flower doesn't care. Flower always blooming, okay, becoming one with the rhythm of our nature anyway. When the spring comes, it blooms. Even though you cut it down, well, it just dies. So what is the problem? What is the point we have to think? Should we, as a human being, deal with a flower only in terms of moral sense, so-called freedom of alternative? It seems to be good, but it's not good enough, because that is cause of problem always. But whatever happens, whatever kind of attitude you take, animal flower is flower, only freedom. So flower just tune in to human life anyway. So where is the problem? Problem is within the human beings. So individual. So why don't you understand that flower, real freedom, as a which is completely blooming freely, before you have a freedom of alternative anyway, why don't you take this kind of attitude toward the flower, and why don't you behave for this flower like this? So, what is the problem? Problem is with us. So, important point is, anyway, human being shouldn't stay at the stage of morality. Anyway, we have to go more deeply. Deeply. What? Well, just like a flower, original nature, original life of the flower, just like a flower. Anyway, let's go more deeply. Because this is what's different between life of flower, life of human beings. Exactly the same. Before you handle yourself according to freedom of alternative, who are you? Okay? Your life should be limited by idea of freedom of alternative. So, do you want to take care of your life? Or don't you want to take care of life? Freedom of alternative. Anytime. Can't you handle your life like this? I don't think so. So anytime you can die. Anytime you can live here. Anytime you can go to Japan. Anytime you can go hell, you can go heaven anyway. But you can't do this like this. Even though you want to die, you cannot die. Why? Well, this is a human being. Still, human being want to know real nature of human existence, just like a flower. Anyway, just like a flower. We don't want to die because we have already lots of ideas in the head. So always making a choice of one, but it's not good enough. So you make a choice of another, but it's not good enough. Always going this way, that way, always. Because constantly, the idea of freedom of alternative poke its own head into reality of life. So we cannot be just like a flower. In a sense, it's pretty good, smart. Human beings are very smart, but human beings are really dumb. Really dumb. Really dumb. And then we don't realize how dumb we are. And then we proud of ourselves. That is a human problem. And then handling flowers and trees, birds, etc. Okay. So we should know how dumb we are. Okay. So if we know how dumb it is, that is a great sign. Okay. Great sign you are going back to the original nature. Okay, just like a flower. So that is pretty good. So why don't you know? Why don't you go more deeply into human existence? Just like understanding original nature of flower, just like a flower blooming. So what is freedom? What is a freedom? Before, what is the freedom before you have an alternative upon anything, okay? That freedom in Buddhism is, well, real self as you are. We say G-U, G means self, okay? U means completely, what would you say, depend on. Self is completely great self, because self of itself. Okay? Self of itself means self as it is. Okay? That is a G. Okay? Completely beyond what you should be or what you shouldn't be. Okay? Before this, anyway, you are already the self of itself as it really is. This is a you, okay? Just like a frog. And then this is a place the self, aware self, depends on. So this is a freedom, we say free, G-U, okay? So G-U, freedom means not from not making a choice of one or not. Anyway, you must be exactly what you really are. Okay? Where you should, you can depend on completely. This is freedom. What is the self of itself as it really is? That is, anyway, self. Which is constantly supported, sustained by rhythm of energy field in the universe. So from where the color of the flower comes, someone created, or maybe so, but we don't know. Anyway, lots of energy is there. Okay. Earth and warmness, and also human effort, airs, lots of things. Anyway, same apply to original nature of human life. The self is not the self we create. Of course we create, but this is very little human effort. This human effort can be possible to be alive. Okay, to be alive when it is supported and sustained. Realism filled in the universe. At that time our effort, tiny effort, is really alive. So, this is original nature anyway. Okay, so that's why if you are really face to face with emergency, intense, urgent state. Before you try to use intellect, emotion, intention, anyway, your body and mind exactly fit in. Because your original nature of life and original nature of existence, universe, exactly same. So you really fit in. When you realize this, it is called Buddha. We call Tathagata. Tathagata means going and coming in suchness. Okay? Going, coming in suchness. While your energy, rhythm of your energy, rhythm of your life, and rhythm of the universe is just like a going and coming. Feeling separate. Anyway, going and coming in such a freely, okay, freedom. But is there something which make it possible to go, to let it go or let it come? Well, no. Nothing. That is, well, we can explain this, but anyway, we think intellectually like that, but if we say going and coming in suchness, who goes? Who comes? You think so like that. Who comes? Who goes? I go or I come? Well, or original nature of life goes or comes. What we want to say like that. If you say I go or original nature of life goes or comes, at that time, immediately you think some place, a place, one place to another place you can go. Okay? This is already dualistic understanding. Okay? But Tathagata, energy, all energy coming and going, interconnected, doesn't mean like this. Going, coming, no place, nowhere, just going, coming. That's why finally we say no going, no coming. If you really understand going and coming, well, you have to understand no going, no coming. For instance, that is called Tathagata. Tathagata is your original nature. Original nature of human life, original nature of flowers, anyway, okay? So that Tathagata means just like this, you know. Zen Master says like this. This is very interesting point. For instance, if you put the water in the bottle, okay, complete filled, okay, and put ink in it, and then shake it. At that time, water doesn't move anyway. Water, because it's filled. But the ink is moving. Inside of the water, in the water, anyway, ink is moving. But water is moving? No, water is not moving. Water is very still inside of the bottle, anyway. But the ink is moving. So water itself cannot go any place, cannot come any place. It's there. Very still. If so, water is complete, doesn't move, doesn't go, doesn't come. What it goes, it comes, because ink moves. Do you understand? This is called Tathagata. Okay? Wherever you may go, wherever you may go, in Japan, or in hell, in heaven, or in Europe, in the United States, you are anywhere. Tathagata. If so, should we just stay in the position of Tathagata without doing? It's not. You have to do something anyway. Because Tathagata, it doesn't move, doesn't go, doesn't come anywhere, but Tathagata goes, Tathagata comes. That is your energy anyway. So, if so, anyway, when you see the flower, why don't you go? Why don't you go? Why don't you come toward the flower? This is your attitude, this is your behavior. How? what understanding original nature of flower, understanding your original nature of your life, exactly same. So very naturally there is a certain feeling come up. You cannot cut completely beyond freedom of alternative. Do you want to cut the flower, or do you not want to cut the flower? It's completely beyond this. Okay? You can really feel flower. You can feel, what would you say, generosity or compassion from the flower, from you. Because you can realize same natures between you and flowers. So very naturally there is a very warm communication, compassionate communication there. Well, it is completely different from anywhere freedom of alternative, idea of freedom of alternative. Different. Completely different. So very naturally you cannot cut the flowers at random. So in the moral sense, always there is discipline, okay? And criteria. And then you should always, morality tells you what you should be, what you shouldn't be, always. That is a discipline always, haunt over you, okay? So that's why naturally still you want to emphasize freedom of alternative right in the middle of discipline, because discipline is something different from you. It's coming from outside of you. That's why still you want to keep the freedom of alternative. So do you want to take the discipline or not? You say no. And then you can live in peace and harmony together in the human society, and then someone criticizes you, why don't you follow the discipline? You say, I have privilege to make a choice of one so-called freedom or alternative. But that is a big problem for us. So, discipline is not something coming from outside, discipline coming out from inside. How? We have to anyway understand deeply the flower's life and your life exactly same. Okay? What is a flower? Flower is anyway being supported by energy field in the universe. Anyway, constantly support. It is exactly the same as a human life. If so, it's not necessary to have a particular idea of freedom or alternative. Very naturally, we can handle flower as well as taking care of your life. Exactly. So, very natural discipline come up from the inside. And then, if it is necessary to cut the flowers, okay, you can take responsibility for your doing, not only according to moral sense, but according to spiritual instinct. Very naturally. Even though people says it's ridiculous, but you just do it. You can just take a responsibility, do it, for doing. For instance, if you become a professional mountain climber, well, you cannot understand the mountain as an objective. Anyway, mountains there. Mountains no disciplines. Anyway, no discipline, no criteria. Anyway, mountains there. That's why you just don't want to climb the mountains. Just to climb the mountains. Because you understand mountain's life and your life. Your life and mountain's life are exactly the same. So communicate there. So very naturally, discipline's criteria come up from your heart. Come up from your heart. So very naturally, that is a discipline. What is a discipline? Coming from your heart. Why don't you learn mountain's life? See? Intellectually, anyway, let's learn. Let's learn, because mountain is not material. Mountain is my life. Why don't you learn? Okay? According to intellect, according to intention, according to emotion, according to weather, according to geographic understanding, anyway, let's learn. The very natural that is coming up, disciplines and the criteria come up from your heart. And then you just climb mountain. If it is necessary, it is not necessary or it is necessary, just to climb. But people say, why do you want to climb the mountain? It's hard work. It's very dangerous. You want to risk your life? Well, complete beyond. You want to risk your life or you don't want to risk your life? I don't think so. Okay? If you think so, you cannot climb the mountains. So exactly, climb the mountain is really, you have to have a discipline criteria, but not from outside. It comes from inside anyway. That discipline and criteria coming inside is only one. No choice. Only one. Only one means, no choice means, mountain is there. I am there. Just cry. Okay? And then at that time, you can really take responsibility for your doings for mountain's life. Okay. It's really taken care of. So at that time, if you cut the flowers, very naturally you can take responsibility for your doings, cutting the flower. More than, something more than a sense of morality. Anyway, very careful, taken care of. This is what is called Gyo Butsu. Gyo Butsu. Gyo is activities and attitude. In what attitude you should take, in what kind of a behavior you should have, you should take anyway. This is a practice anyway, activities. Day after days, toward the floor, what attitude, what behavior, how you should behave toward floors. This is the most important. That is a matter of subjectivities. Floor doesn't care. Table doesn't care. Table already fitting into the rhythm of universe anyway already. But only human being don't. Blind, dumb. That's why, don't you open your eyes and see this and handle this? At that time, anyway, you can really tune in to the tables and the flowers. And then, let's live in the realm of morality. So very naturally, you can accept the moral world, so-called discipline. If you understand really deeply morality and discipline and criteria, what comes up from the heart, that's why very naturally you can be straightforward toward discipline and criteria. I take refuge in the Buddha is not the discipline, it's not the criteria given by somebody. It's come up from heart. How Well, this is, if you experience, you can experience, I told you yesterday, if you are really face to face with anyway, intense emergency,